Hi everyone. It's Craig here. Second boo of the day. And I've just done a boo this morning. And I was talking about my note taker and braille displays and things, and I thought, hang on a minute. I have a few sighted followers. I have Jane2n, SN2n, a few other people. I have a few sighted followers who may not know what this technology is, so I thought it might be interesting. People might find it interesting if I do a recording talking about what this technology actually is. What is a braille note taker? What is a braille display? And what can they do? Well, I'm going to do, as soon as this is an audio platform, you're going to hear some clicking actually. That's just the strap on the case. I'm actually going to remove it because it's getting in the way at the moment. I'm just going to remove the strap on my note taker's case. I've got my note taker in front of me here. And I'm just removing the strap from the case because it's getting in the way. So a note taker, essentially, is a computer, a mobile computer, a portable computer. It runs a mobile operating system, as opposed to full Windows, although there have been attempts in the past from a few companies of making computers, note takers that run full Windows. Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to pause the boot in a second, switch my note taker off, and I'll give you a quick description of it, and then I'll power it on so you can hear it power on. And exactly what happens, you can actually get an idea of how these things work. You'll see why that's important in a second. So, I'm going to pause the recording, and I'll come back in a second. Okay, so I'm back. I just had to switch my note taker off. So that I can actually describe it first of all. So a note taker is a small computer. Small portable computer. Which... Now, there are various types of note takers. You can get note takers that have speech only. None of these note takers have screens on them. But the note taker the note takers don't have screens, so because the software within them is designed specifically for the blind. So everything on this device is completely accessible, obviously, because it's designed for the blind, from the ground up, for the blind. So basically, what you have is you have with the one I have anyway. I'll describe what I have. I've got what I have here is a small note taker. It's a rectangular box. And it has, it's probably about the size. I'm trying to think about how to do it, what size I would give it. The actual specifications are online. If you look up the BrailleSense U2 Mini, BrailleSense, BrailleSense, Sense, SENSE, U2, U number 2, all one word, and then Mini, obviously, Mini, MINI. If you look that up, you'll find this device. Now, the particular device I have, there's the BrailleSense U2 Mini. And what you have a keyboard, a Braille keyboard, which consists of 6 keys. You have a backspace key, an enter key, and a spacebar. Now, the keys are arranged just like a Braille, for those who know about them, a Braille typewriter will be arranged. And the spacebar is exactly where you'd expect it to be on any keyboard. Closest to you, in the centre of the device, where your thumb can find it and hit it. And on either side of that, you have 3 keys. From right to left, on the left-hand side, you have 1, 2, and 3. And these are dots you use to produce Braille. On the right-hand side, you have dot 4, dot 5, and dot 6. And then set slightly back on the very end of the keyboard, on the left you have the backspace key, on the very right you have the enter key. To the left of the space bar, from left to right, you have the F1 key and the F2 key. These are like function keys, because it's designed to work very much like a Windows computer. Then we have the F3 key on the right hand side, and then to the right of that is the F4 key. So they're on either side of the space bar. If I drop my fingers down, I'll feel the Braille display, which is closest to me. And the Braille display is made up of 18, in this case, blocks of 8 dots. And these dots are little pins that are driven by motors and crystals that expand. The crystal, there's a crystal inside for each pin. And when the device applies a voltage to that crystal, it expands, lifts a lever, and pushes up a pin, basically. And there are 18 characters on this display. This display can display 18 characters at any one time. Above each what we call cell, each block of dots, is a little strip, and if you press that, that actually acts as what we call a cursor routing feature, which basically moves the cursor straight to that particular cell or particular block of dots. So that if I'm reading a text off my mobile phone, or if I'm in the built-in word processor on this device, and I make a mistake, I can find where I've made the mistake, press the little button above the character, which I didn't mean to enter, and then delete that character. Because we have a Braille display, you can actually feel where the cursor is positioned. This is why we have 8 dots. Braille is actually made up of 6 dots. But with Braille displays, we have 8 dots to enable us to have a cursor. So basically, that's what a Braille display is. Above the keyboard, at the very top, still on the top of the device, where the keyboard is, we have a speaker in between, at the very top of the keyboard in the centre. Just above the keyboard, we have a small speaker and that enables us to listen to the speech, or for us to play music and things like that. Because there are music, because of the expense of this device, they've made it look like a full machine, a full computer, or as close to a, as close to a tablet as they possibly can. So it's got media player, it's got email and internet access. You've got Facebook and Twitter on here, YouTube, Google Talk. We've got Dropbox on here. So, you know, as you can see, it's pretty powerful, actually. So what I'm going to do, since we've got a few minutes on the boot, is I won't describe in detail the whole machine. If anybody wants me to, I will. But for now, I just wanted to really talk about what I have, how this machine works. It's only a small device. It's one of the smallest note takers on the market. In fact, it probably is the smallest note taker on the market. And that's one of the reasons why I went for it, because I was specifically after a small Braille display, but I also wanted and felt I needed access to a note taker because of being a musician. I find myself in situations where, not just as a musician, I'm very interested in other things, technology and, you know. So I find myself in situations where I'm out and about, I need to just jot something down, but it's a little hassle to get my phone out, unlock it, open the notes app in the middle of a really noisy shop. So with this, I can switch it on. Pause recording. 8 minutes and 55 seconds. Pause recording. And it's straight there. And this is the thing about note takers. So what I'm going to do is switch on this device. It's switched off completely. All the applications have been closed down and the device is completely turned off. I'm going to power it on with the power switch, which is on the front of the device. It's a spring-loaded switch on the right-hand side of the device. So I'll power on the device. Now, that's what you get if you power this device on. Out of the box. I've got the speech switched on, as you can hear. And you can hear that little musical chime. Let's see how long we've got to boot. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pause the boot, and on the second recording, I'll show you the main menu, and I'll show you some of the applications that are here. Speak to you in a minute.